Sound of James Bay, spin on some Pink Lemonade. How refreshing. Jacob Collier just before that saying, I love being here with you. And it's the truth, I do. It's a terrific Tuesday morning. Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, if you're just joining us, it's Radio Life and Style with Mike in the morning. And I'm not alone this morning because it's Tuesday, and normally we get to connect with our local expert on the plumbing front, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing. He is in the house on a Tuesday, and he's got some shocking and exciting news for you. Barry, welcome. Happy Tuesday, my friend. How's the week been?
Happy Tuesday. it's been absolutely awesome, eh? We had a nice busy weekend.
Busy? Well, that means there was pipes bursting, geezers popping, and...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, at the end of the day, I've got a really, really good crew of guys that work with me. And to have them and myself be able to assist a person in that dire time of need, you know, late on a Saturday afternoon, sure, as the rugby's about to kick off, and all of a sudden you've got a flow of some unwanted substance flowing in your garden, and all your mates are looking at you, Skiff.
Who are you going to call?
That's it. So, yeah, I mean, there was geezers replaced this weekend. You know, people come down from Joburg to come and visit family, and they're staying in a flatlet on the property, and all of a sudden the geezer decides to give up. Oy. The thing hasn't been used for a couple of months. It's behaved, but as soon as somebody wants to come and occupy the apartment, off you go.
It has to happen, of course. This wonderful crunch time holiday moment. And but there you go. You're doing what you do so well, saving the day. You know, not all heroes wear capes, but
some of us have plungers.
Some of us have plungers. And I've been really excited to hear about some other exciting and related news, because your efforts have been recognized. And in fact, you have been nominated, I believe, to take part in something quite special, the first event of its kind that I've ever heard of. What is the deal, Barry? Because I believe you are now set to be an Olympian. What? We can confirm. Breaking news on Radio Life and Style.
So this year's Plumbing in Durban is happening up in Johannesburg, and it consists of a plumbing exhibition, a plumbing conference, so where experts in the field will come and talk about case studies and topic-specific subjects and things like that, and, you know, educate and uplift. And then the other part of it is the Plumbing Olympics.
This is a thing.
This is a thing.
The Plumbing Olympics. The
Plumbing Olympics. And I got nominated to represent KZN in the Plumbing Olympics. So for me, it's a bit of humor side of things. You know, I'm really passionate. I love what I do. But we have absolutely no idea what the tasks are that we are going to need to perform.
How does this work now? So you are team KZN, essentially.
Well, yeah. there's two people coming from KZN. So there's a lady from Durbs, mm-hmm, from South Coast that's coming along. Myself from the North Coast. And off we go. And we've been told that we'll be doing our challenges or whatever they are within close proximity of each other. We've been told that we're going to have two apprentices given to us by by a local plumbing training academy.
Yeah, so you've never met these guys?
Never met them. And showcasing your skills, how you perform your tasks, how you communicate with your apprentices, how you involve your apprentices in this whole thing.
And this is done live in front of an audience.
Yeah, moving audience. So like off air, we were chuckling about me needing, if they decide, oh, well, you need to go do some copper pipe bending. I think the last time I did copper pipe bending was 15 years ago.
So, yeah, well, you've got such a good team, you know.
You don't do it anymore. You know, it's like, it's something that you it doesn't happen down this end of the world anymore.
But you've got those appies that are fresh out of trade school. They should have some sharp copper bending skills. Hey?
That's where I'm going to lean on them. Eh? You know, it's a bit of give and take with this one. Eh?
Oh, I'm so excited for this. I hope there's a record, a video record of the event. And how can we support Team Mary?
I don't know whether any of it's going to be live streamed or anything like that, but I'm sure we'll have a chat on Tuesday before I jump on an aeroplane to fly up to Joburg. I'm sure I'll have a little bit more information from there. But the one thing they did tell me is I have to wear a full overall.
A full overall?
Yeah, which is...
Again, you haven't done that since you were bending copper pipes.
Yeah, correct. So I don't know. I might be the rebellious Barry again and just go in my own attire and be like, this is my overall.
Please define overall.
Correct.
Well, listen, we're super excited, man. You're flying the flag for the KZN North Coast. Again, it's a great validation. You were nominated by your peers. So it just goes to show that you've built those relationships, you've earned that reputation. It's a big accolade, a big kudos. It's gonna be a lot of fun, I'm sure.
I know, 100%. You know, at the end of the day, I'm that guy that goes, I don't know every single thing that there is to know in the plumbing industry. Do I continuously upskill myself? Yes. If there's something I don't understand, do I go read about it? Yes, I do. And I think that's the most important aspect to absorb and take note of, is the fact that you can't know everything.
Yeah.
And you need to be humbled by that and be like, yes, I have the skill to be able to do it. How do I do it? Now we're going to learn.
Booyah. And it's going to be really cool, I think, to see a showcase of live on the spot wizardry, plumbing wizardry. And I'm keen to find out from you, you know, the caliber of the appies that you get paired with. You know, is South Africa turning out still a really high quality junior tradesman? And it'll be, I think, as insightful for you as for anyone watching.
100%. I mean, what's it going to be, the 27th or something like that? I'll be back in studio and we can have a report back on
debrief.
The debrief on whether it was chaos and mayhem or a whole bunch of fun or
hey, look once you've cracked it, I mean, you know, whether you're a medalist or not, once you've got that title of Olympian, then the endorsements start coming in, sponsorships. We're gonna have to, this could be a whole new chapter, man. Yeah. And between now and then, you gotta get your head right, man. You gotta get there's a whole regime we gotta get you on. So if there's anyone out there who wants to put a program together to help Barry really get mentally and physically ready for the Olympics up ahead, the plumbing Olympics just
the
around the corner.
Is too much.
It's you're up for the challenge. We know this.
I know it's gonna be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the camaraderie between South Africa's top guys, top plumbers.
Yeah.
And the lovely thing is it's not a male dominated thing. We've got females involved, which is absolutely awesome. Women in plumbing is becoming a very big thing in South Africa. I mean, I've got 9 female plumbing students that
really
doing work-based training within my business. So it's really, really cool to see that shift from a male dominated industry to female pulling in, which is awesome.
Absolutely, man. And you know, in this AI age we're living in, the focus on trades as being, you know, that sector that is not going to be replaced by a robot anytime soon. It's great to see that there's young talent across the board coming through. And we definitely need it. And you know, globally there's a trade skill shortage, and if South Africa can keep pace and keep putting out top quality graduates and tradespeople, and particularly in the plumbing sector, then we're all the better for it, man.
Yeah.
And for anyone listening to this, if you're looking for Olympic level excellence when it comes to repairing that burst pipe or geyser or plumbing renovation project you're planning, where can they get in touch with Chapman Plumbing?
www.chapmanplumbing.co.za. Our office number is 032-525-4123, and you chat to the amazing ladies in our office. They just keep the cogs lubed and rolling on. And my cell phone number is 082-571-6455. And ready to help you guys out with our amazing team of staff on the ground.
You heard it here from future Olympian Barry Chapman, Chapman Plumbing, on this very special, dedicated plumbing radio show. Tuesdays, we get stuck in, and we'll be keeping the lines tight, Barry. And if we don't, are we going to chat next week? We're going to chat.
All right,
cool. So we'll have, just before you head off on your Olympic.
I think my flight's at 10, so we've got enough space to squeeze it in.
Okay, we'll really be taking a vibe check on how you're doing. How you're holding together.
The pressure's too much.
Good luck between now and then, mate.
Shut.
And we'll chat again next Tuesday.